This is the Wedding Experience Podcast with me, Shay Dooley. Today's topic is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be talking about two different audiences here, and that's really, one is our clients and those that are listening to the Wedding Experience Podcast. What you can tell about a vendor, a wedding vendor specifically, and really what makes them incredible. The other audience is the vendors themselves. I'm going to tell you this. When we first got started in this industry, it was 100% focused on couples and their families. And you might be saying, well, of course, that is where all of your focus should be. But one of the common mistakes that you'll make when you first get into this industry, specifically with weddings, is you forget a very large audience, and they're a very important group, and that is fellow vendors. Any vendor that's listening to this is shaking their head up and down, absolutely yes, especially if you've been around for a long time, because I think there's something very unique about this specific industry, and that is the collaboration, the camaraderie, the overall relationships that you have with your vendors. And after you've been doing this for long enough, what you'll very quickly see are that vendors have a wide range of qualities for the ones that are really great. And there's also individual vendors that maybe tried to get into the industry because they thought it would be easy to make money, but then they quickly realize that this is a tough gig and it takes a lot of work, a lot of effort. And I'm going to give you the five things today that really set the great vendors aside. So it's one, to give great kudos to vendors. Secondly, it's awesome for people that are thinking about getting into the wedding industry because it's an awesome opportunity for entrepreneurs to really showcase their skill set. And then finally, of course, it's going to be for our everyday clients, our couples, their family and friends that are looking for great vendors for the individual events and weddings. All right, so let's get started. The first one, I'm going to talk to you about willingness to listen and take feedback. This one will probably be the most important when you're first getting started because you have to have really, really thick skin. You know, in any small business to medium business owner, or even some of the ones that are running large companies, you have to have thick skin. You have to be able to take feedback, and you have to deselect and select what feedback you're willing to listen to. And often you have to consider the feedback that you shouldn't listen to. If you are evolving and changing and making progress towards goals, sometimes you have to take feedback and you have to be willing to set it aside. But for the overwhelming majority of time, taking ratings, reviews, and trust me, I'm a business owner, I've had some difficult reviews. You have to take that feedback and you have to adjust, and you have to be able to say what is in my control and what is valid and what is true within that review. In this industry, there's a lot of emotion and a lot of stress involved. So being willing to take on any type of feedback and then again, listen and understand what it is that you can help control and what are the things that are going to help move your business forward. From a client's perspective, if you're giving feedback to your venues, your vendors, especially early on and just asking questions in that relationship, these are early indicators of a great vendor or not if they're willing to take some of the feedback, accept it, and then either provide solutions or an understanding that makes sense of why some things might not be able to move forward with some of the requests. The second one is going to be around flexibility and understanding, how to pivot, how to move forward, and even adjust your approach. This one is really important because clients constantly, this is not a black and white industry. I mean that figuratively, but seriously, think about it. When a client comes up to you as a wedding vendor and, you know, maybe you have a rule or a regulation in place, often we set those rules and regulations in place for a reason. But whenever a client challenges or even asks for an accommodation, a lot of times you can make it happen. It just might not be the everyday norm. Now, of course, there are some requests that just simply do not make sense. Examples of that for a venue would be like, nailing in decorations to the sides of your walls inside of the barn or a venue or a ballroom space. Those are types of things that are very difficult to accommodate because, you know, you've got a space that you have to respect. But there's also examples where someone might say, hey, I need 15 more minutes at the end of the night to collect my things, or I want to do a special arrangement at the end of the night. Can you give me some flexibility on time and space? And again, sometimes that comes at a cost and sometimes it doesn't. But I think the biggest learning that I've had is, and really we've carried this along in our entire time that we've owned our venue, is listen to your clients, frequently get feedback. And if there are things that don't make sense, rules, regulations, or things that you need to adjust, just be willing to know that there is some gray area, not always, but I think that's what makes a great vendor or venue, is the ability to adjust as needed. The third one is going to be obsession to detail. I think many people have a lot of quality when it comes to looking at detail and really making sure that that happens. But sometimes sometimes we just don't care enough. Sometimes a bad vendor doesn't care enough to really have that obsession to detail. They might know that the linens aren't perfectly steamed, or there's wrinkles in the linens, and they might be able to turn a blind eye to that, thinking, oh, this client probably doesn't care. Well, I think that's a big mistake, right? Like, I think the way that we have grown our business and really have taken off and basically filled every single weekend is because we do have those obsessions to detail, and we treat all of our clients with that respect. Even when we first got started, we were significantly cheaper when we first got started. We didn't have every weekend filled, but I think it's that obsession to detail and truly being passionate about what you're doing. I would not get into this industry if you don't obsess with detail, obsess with innovation, obsess with listening to your clients and truly caring about them. Because if you just get into this industry, and this isn't just the wedding industry, this is small business owners in general. If you get into being an entrepreneur to make a quick dollar and you're not obsessed to detail and listening to clients, you're probably not going to make it in the long run. So this is really an important part. And that's why I would just highly recommend, from a client's perspective, doing your research as always, going to the actual spaces and evaluating, does this individual vendor really pay a close attention to the details? You can ask great questions, but they should be asking you a lot of questions too, just to make sure that they're mastering everything that really makes it individualized for your specific needs. So the next one is going to be around patience and understanding and truly caring. You have to be patient and you have to be understanding. If you are highly emotional and you can't handle the feedback that I outlined in some of the first examples, if you can't be willing to handle really stressful situations and having the patience to allow others to work through emotions, it's not going to be a great industry for you. There are handfuls of weddings that most things go smooth. The couples are super chill and laid back, wonderful, just the entire time. And sometimes those are your absolute favorite clients because you just want to do everything you can to avoid disappointing. Now, that's an ideal situation. You also have times where the wedding, every little thing might upset a family member, not even the couples. And that's something that a wedding vendor doesn't even think about. We didn't think about that. 90% of our weddings, it's the couples might be 100% fine with everything. And all of a sudden, we didn't consider, one individual person in the family that might be upset about something individual. Those are the type of opportunities where you have to deselect, select, work through very difficult situations and be really patient and understanding. And as you have more control over the wedding, it just requires more and more of that understanding and patience to work with many different types of clients. And then also your responsibilities, not just the couples, but also accommodating their guests. Because at the end of the day, that's really what couples are looking for, is to make their day as amazing for their guests and themselves as possible. Finally, I'm going to talk about innovation and proper execution. This industry in the wedding sphere, and this is really capitalized since things like Pinterest, Instagram, some of the celebrity weddings that are just blasted all over the internet. Innovation and proper execution are so important. What I mean by that is when it comes to innovation, this is something that is my job for our venue, is to constantly look at staying five steps ahead. For my clients, I'll say this. Often whenever you look on Pinterest, your first 20 images, that's what everybody's going to do that entire year, right? You know, a couple of years ago, you could look and whatever shows up on the top for centerpieces for a wedding, you might say, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. That's what I want to do. Well, you can basically count on every single wedding having something similar when it comes to their centerpieces if you're building it completely on Pinterest. What I find is really important to the elite vendors, this isn't just good vendors, it's elite vendors, is the constant evolution, the constant innovation, the dedication and intentional focus on innovation, and then proper execution. What I mean by proper execution is sometimes just being innovative isn't enough. In fact, I am very innovative myself, but if you allowed me to do everything, it would be a complete train wreck. I need a team to keep me in balance, to say, yes, that was innovative, that was creative, but not necessarily right for our vendor, our venue, and it's not right for our clients. And that's very, very powerful, because you want to be able to provide innovation that makes sense. And so a lot of my time is spent looking online. I look at overseas weddings. I look at different cultures. I look at outdoor venues. I look at what's going on across the entire world. It's an obsession. It's a nonstop obsession about what's going out. What are the things that I love that are happening? How can I bring it into the venue? And what's really going to wow my clients? The other piece on that is on the proper execution. This can be very expensive. It can require a tremendous amount of resources. So you have to constantly say, is it worth the investment? Can I execute? Do I have the right team that can execute? And all of that comes together. And what's really important is having an incredible team of support around you. So these are all of the things that I would consider, one, whenever you're getting into the wedding industry. Secondly, is checks and balances if we've been in the industry for a long time. And third, if you're a client, just really looking at some of the qualities that I outlined on this episode. When I'm looking for vendors, or if I'm working with vendors existing, do I have some of these qualities, and should it be a conversation that I had? So I hope that today was really helpful, help aspire some of the individuals that might be looking to up their game in the venue industry or vendors. And then also if you're looking to get into the wedding industry in whole, this might be an excellent opportunity for you to listen and really consider, are these the qualities that I have, and can I really master and bring myself forward to delivering on some of these expectations? Hope you guys enjoyed this, and I'll talk to you next week.